Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And while I am in Birmingham, Melanie is in
Sacramento, California.
I mean, it's practically an international podcast tonight.
It pretty much is. This is as fancy as we've ever been. Yeah. I've never been to Sacramento. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I've never been anywhere in California before.
Stop.
No, I really haven't. It dawned on me. We landed because I flew through San Diego, and we landed in the San Diego airport, and I thought, I've never been to California anywhere. Isn't that hard to believe?
That is hard to believe. Did you have a window to see San Diego? I think yes. San Diego to me is one of the most beautiful places in the country.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like I had a window seat flying in and like just the scenery and then kind of like flying out. I was like, San Diego is gorgeous. And you could see the mountains in the distance and the ocean and the whole thing. It was beautiful.
Yeah. San Diego is something. We went, some friends of ours, I don't know, it was before Alex was born. Some friends of ours had, like, he had a convention out there, like his company had a thing. And so they said, why don't y'all come along? And we were young and childless. And
what else do you have to do?
What else did we have to do? So we went to San Diego for 4 or 5 days and stayed at this great hotel. Nice. And we did all kinds of touristy things. And we went up to La Jolla and saw like the sea lions. And then one day we went to Tijuana in Mexico.
Wow.
I know it was a very nice trip, but that was a fun little vacation.
Okay. Well, I've always wanted to go. I've wanted to go to Napa Valley. I've wanted to go, but I feel like this is unveiled to me that I really have not, the West Coast of our country is not a place that I have visited. I've never been to like Oregon. I've never been like, well, I've been to Las Vegas. So I guess that technically is kind of the West.
Sure. It is Westish.
It is Westish, but I haven't been to Utah. I haven't been anywhere in this range is what I'm saying. Colorado is about as far west as I've gone. Well, in Arizona, which I guess is kind of... Anyway, all I'm saying is I haven't been to California.
Or Oregon.
Oregon is what I'm trying to say. But other than that, or Montana.
Yeah, I've never been to Oregon or Montana. Mm-hmm. I have been to Utah because of the epic road trips we used to take when I was a child. So I've been to Utah and Arizona and Colorado and... I've been to South Dakota, all these crazy places that we used to drive to.
Wow. You used to. Well, that's interesting that you say that because my driver that drove me from the airport tonight told me that she and her sister last summer took a cross-country road trip from Sacramento to Florida and then flew home. And stopped at little places all along the way, which I thought was fascinating.
Well, I'm going to tell you that my daddy would have done that exact same thing, except there would have been no flying home. We would have driven all the way out there, and we'd have driven all the way back. I have really vivid memories of, and at this point, my brother and my sister were so much older, you know, than I was, that they were like working. I mean, it was college summertime for them, or, you know what I mean? They were in summer school, or working a summer job. And so it was just mama and daddy and me. And I can remember stacking up books and like activity things like word searches and those crossword puzzle books and all kinds of stuff. And I mean, I would just entertain myself on the back seat of the car. I would get mama's makeup kit. I would put makeup on. I would take all the makeup off because we literally drove from Mississippi. Let's see. One summer we drove from Mississippi to Boise, Idaho.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yes, ma'am. And back again.
Oh, what car? Did y'all have a station wagon? What'd y'all have?
It was mama's, like her
Ford. It's like a sedan?
Her Ford LTD. It was a cavernous sedan. Or I mean, really, those things weren't even sedans. They were just more like ships.
Yeah.
Then another summer, we drove from Mississippi. We went to the East Coast and went to Ithaca, New York, and then back down.
Wow. That.
Oh, listen.
No idea. I had no idea.
Yeah. So I saw, like, I have not seen a lot of the Midwest. That's why when I was in Kansas a couple of weeks ago, I was delighted to get to Kansas. Yeah. Because I had never been there before. And I've never been to Oregon or Montana. I've never been to North Dakota. And I don't think I've ever been to Minnesota. Or I can't remember if I've been to Michigan or not. I don't think I have. I may have flown through Michigan at some point, and I may have flown through Minneapolis at some point. But by and large, kind of those top, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But all the, like all the Southeast and most of the East Coast I have seen. I've never been to Maine. So pretty much anything along the top part of the United States I have, maybe have missed, but
okay,
a lot of the rest of it.
Well, that's fascinating. Yeah. I don't think I've never been to like the New England states. Mm-hmm. I've never been to any of those. But I would like to go. I think now my parents went a couple of weeks ago. They went to go see Niagara Falls, and I've been puzzled by this. They went to go see, mm-hmm. so they went to New York and then they went up to Niagara Falls. So they crossed over and they stayed on the Canadian side because apparently on the U.S. side of Niagara Falls, there's nothing really there. So why hadn't the United States done something with our side of Niagara Falls? I've been so perplexed by it.
I don't know.
Well, I wish somebody would tell us the answer.
Maybe they have a deal. Maybe we have a trade deal with Canada that we won't infringe on their Niagara Falls tourism or something.
Maybe so. But when they said, because I didn't realize they were crossing over to Canada. And when they came home, they said, oh, yeah, we stayed in Canada. And I was like, well, why? And they said, well, there's nothing on the United States side.
I had no idea.
Well, I didn't either. I've never been to Niagara Falls. I feel like all of a sudden I feel real insecure about all the places I have not been.
I've never been to Niagara Falls either.
No, I haven't been there.
We should go to Niagara Falls.
We should. We should do it. But I, you know, I'm not good in the car for them. I need to fly places.
You have some travel stipulations, is what you're saying.
I like to. In fact, it was funny because somebody sent in like a speak and request thing the other day. And I like the first thing I Google is how far is the closest airport? Because I'm like, if you're going to tell me that I'm going to land and then we still have a 2-hour drive, I'm out.
Right.
I can't do that. That's tough.
That's tough when you land somewhere and then you've got to get in a car and go a distance. Although I told you when I flew into Kansas mm-hmm. and I had that horrible plane ride from Dallas to Kansas, where I felt like the plane was on the stick.
Yeah.
It really did. Like I was never been happier to have an hour in the car. I'd have stayed in that car for 4 hours because it was a car on the ground.
Yes.
It was not a plane in the air. So yes.
That's understandable. I get that. I totally get that.
But it is kind of hard when you get somewhere, you fly in and then you think, oh, thank goodness. And then it's like, okay, well, it's going to take us about an hour and 45 minutes. And listen, nobody can help where anything is. That's not the point.
No,
it's just,
no. It's not. Geography is geography.
It just is. It's just sometimes you just want to get where you're going.
Yes, I just like to be. But I'm very spoiled because in San Antonio, like we live there, we're like 5 minutes from the airport. Everything is just right there. So I assume everybody. And then if I go somewhere and I'm like, what? You're an hour from the airport? That just feels unacceptable to me.
I know. Well, that's just, I mean, you know, same here. We're 20 minutes from the airport.
Yes.
But still, it's like, but we can get anywhere quick. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that we go a whole lot of places quickly, but it's nice that I can get on a plane and go to Oklahoma City on Friday and it's, you know, it's a 20-minute drive from my house.
Yes, but you have the same issue I have, which is you can't get a lot of direct flights out of Birmingham.
No, I can't. We do better on Southwest with the direct flights, but pretty much if I fly Delta, except there's one direct flight to New York City every day on Delta.
Oh, that's nice.
That comes back. That's a good flight mm-hmm. if you're going to New York City. If I'm going to Texas, I can get a direct flight to Houston or Dallas.
Yes.
But otherwise, I'm going to be going through Atlanta or I'm going to be going through Dallas or Houston to get to where I'm going.
Yeah. See, that's me. I've got to go through Dallas or Houston. Somebody said one time to me, and I've always thought that, like, you can't even get to hell without a connection from San Antonio. I think that's the truth. That is about the truth.
Well, we do have a direct flight to Las Vegas. That's a nice one.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I bet we do too. We have a couple, but just it feels like a lot of places. But then today I got here to Sacramento and I saw that there's a direct flight home to San Antonio, which I am not taking a direct flight. And I was like, well, why didn't I find that direct flight?
I don't know. You know, I think the airlines have a whole thing. I don't think they show you. Like, I think I can go on an airline's website one day and I see certain flights listed. I can go back the next day and there's a whole different configuration. Like, I don't think they play all their cards at the same time.
No, and I have a bone to pick with them right now because on this one, on this flight, I'm Southwest, but I purposely paid to get, like, the seat upgrade thing.
Yes.
And but when I checked in, which I set my alarm because I learned from last week because I ended up in C boarding group. I set my alarm, but I checked in and I was A35 and A41 for my two flights.
I don't, Southwest has got some kind of something going.
They got a scam.
I think they made you way up high last time because they knew that that was the first time you had paid to get in A group.
I agree, and I think they've been punishing me ever since. Like, hey, this is a sucker. We're going to bump her down because she'll pay. But I'm never paying again, Southwest. Right. Never. Never. Right. I'm on to you and your schemes.
I know. It's
It's like on Candy Crush. It's like when they figure out.
They'll just nickel and dime you to death.
That's it. So on principle, I never pay on Candy Crush because I think once they figure out you'll pay, then they'll keep bumping it where you never win.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. I think that whole Candy Crush thing is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they also on Candy Crush, while we're talking about conspiracy theories,
yeah. Uh-huh.
I think the other thing they do is they, if you've lost all your lives and you come back, I think they make that first one easier.
Yep.
To reel you in again. So you're like, oh, Candy Crush is so fun and relaxing.
Yes. Yes.
And then settle, like right now I'm at a place in Candy Crush. I can't play for like 9 days because they won't give me, they won't move the train. Like the train won't move. It won't go down the track anymore until it's like 72 hours or something.
Oh, I hate that.
So I have to wait for the train to move. But you know what I'm not doing? Paying for that train to move. No, that train can sit there. It can sit there.
That's right. I can live without my Candy Crush. What do you think about that? Yeah, I'm on a level I can't get past in Candy Crush right now, but I'm like, well, this is the end of my Candy Crush career, I guess. I'm not paying.
I don't know of anything more relaxing on an airplane than Candy Crush, do you?
No, it is a good airplane.
It's a good airplane game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a good airplane game. I had to play it today because I was in like apparently the screaming toddler section of my plane, and I had to kind of zen out with some Candy Crush so I wouldn't think about the screaming toddler too much.
Oh gosh, that was the worst. And you know when you're the mama of that screaming toddler, like you're just
I felt so bad for her. I mean, it's kind of one of those, I mean, at least I do have, there was a time I might not have been as merciful, but now I'm like, well, there's nothing you can do. You've got a 14-month-old who doesn't understand why he can't go run up and down the aisles, you know?
It's tough. I was going I don't know where I was going, somewhere recently, maybe it was Kansas, maybe it was somewhere else, I don't know. But there was a little boy, and they had requested, they had bought him a separate ticket, but the way that the, you know how when they assign your seats, like they put this little, I don't know, 2-year-old separate from his parents.
Oh,
and his parents, because the plane was full, weren't able to move him. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so the flight attendant was straightening it out for him, and they did get to move. But he kept going, I want my own seat, own seat, own seat, own seat. I mean, just like over and over. And his little mama was so patient. They're trying to get you a seat. They're trying to get your own seat, own seat.
Oh, God. And you're just like, oh, my gosh. Well, this mama, she was pregnant with another one, too. And I thought, oh, she is, I hope she has a lovely stay in San Diego because it has not been pleasant getting here.
She's in the trenches.
Yeah, just right, 14 months old. So.
So what'd you get for dinner? Did you get your cheese plate?
I didn't get the cheese plate. And you know why? Because the description of the cheese plate led with blue cheese.
Mm.
And I can't.
You can't do a blue cheese.
I can't do a blue cheese. Plus, it also had some artisan almonds that were going to be part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought some almonds at the, so I felt like I've had a lot of almonds today. Yeah. I had not had today was a real meal. So I ended up getting a cheeseburger off just cause I felt like I needed a real meal. Otherwise I would have gotten a cheese plate.
That's why we went tonight. I told you that Alex is not here and that David and I went to Chewy's because I think the last two nights I've had cheese and crackers for supper.
Yes.
And then I don't think I ate breakfast this morning. Like it's just one of those things where I was like, you know, I want a real, like I want a real meal. And apparently I'm not going to cook those anytime soon around here.
Alex is gone, why?
I know. So I just, well, when Alex is here, I can't seem to get a handle on my schedule. That's the only way I know how to put it. I just can't seem to get a handle on it. And so anyway, so we went, I wanted food. I wanted real food.
Yeah.
It was an actual meal. I did not want cheese and crackers again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I love the cheese and crackers, but that's kind of, by the time I was like, I think I'm going to feel sick if I don't eat like something real, because I had had like, Starbucks at the San Antonio airport. I waited forever. I've never seen a Starbucks take as long as this one did. And then it gave me my iced tea, which was not iced tea lemonade like I requested. It was just iced tea. But I didn't have time to get them to change it. I didn't have time. And then that had taken so long, I was going to go get some sort of snack mix or something. Well, I didn't have time. I had to board my plane. And then I got on. Now, I will say that on the flight from San Antonio to San Diego, they served us peanuts like they always do. But then they gave us a bag of these Ritz toasted chips, these Ritz crackers.
Like you buy in the red and white bag?
Well, yeah, but have you ever had these?
Who are you talking to? What cracker have I not tried?
Well, I've never seen these before. They're delicious. Oh, my gosh, they're so good. If I had known how good they were, I'd have told her, you keep these peanuts and give me another bag of those Ritz. They were delicious.
Yeah, and they come in flavors, too. Oh, but the plain ones are delicious. And listen.
The plain ones were so good.
They're a near-perfect chicken salad cracker.
Oh, I can totally see that, because they're like they're almost like a potato chip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are delicious.
Yes.
So that was a wonderful. I didn't know that you already knew about those. I thought maybe they were brand new.
If it's what I'm thinking about, it's not brand new.
Yeah, I bet it is. And they're kind of zigzag on the ends, or triangular shape. Yeah, I'd never had those before.
They're delicious.
Well, they're
right up there with the Wheat Thins, not the regular Wheat Thins, but the big Wheat Thins. I can't remember what they're called, but equally delicious. But those Ritz things are good. They're crispy.
Yeah, they're so good. I think maybe I've never bought them before, because I don't really, a Ritz cracker is not really my favorite of the crackers. So maybe when I saw Ritz, I shunned them, you know? And so now, but I won't, not anymore. I'm going to buy those.
You have learned.
I have learned. So I had those, and then I stopped and got some kind of almond mix when I got to San Diego.
You know, I burn out on an almond quicker than all the other varieties of nuts.
Yes, because it's kind of dry.
Yeah, there's not, and not a lot of flavor unless it's just like covered in salt.
Yeah, these were mixed with like it was one of those Sahel nut mixes things, which I really like. I don't know that I'm saying that right, but it had pomegranate and some vanilla, so it had like kind of, so they were good, but it just didn't.
I know what you're talking about now. Now I know what you're talking about.
One of those, like, I got real into those snack mixes. I was trying to. So anyway, all that to say, I needed a burger by the time I got to the room. And right now, here in California, it's only 6:20, 6:30. I was looking at my phone and I can't see because my eyes are bad. So it's only 6:30 here. So, I mean, I got into my room at 5:00 and I ordered dinner because I was like, I'm starving.
Okay, let me ask you this about the eyes thing, because we ran into this at Dot Mom with our...
Yes.
And I actually saw my eye doctor at Alex's football game Monday night, because her nephew plays on his team. And I said, listen, the miracle contacts have never come in more handy than they did this past weekend.
Okay.
And she was so excited. Like, she just was thrilled to death that I'd love these contacts like I do.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking, like, because you print out your talks.
My talk.
Yeah,
yes.
When you speak. I have mine on an iPad, because then I can stretch it. I can blow it up if I need to.
Yes.
So is it harder for you? Do you ever get concerned that you're going to not be able to read something on the talk? Or do you print it big enough that you can see it?
Oh, I print it on like 14 font.
Okay.
Like now my notes have gone, like, in the last year, I've gone from having like 5 pages of notes for a talk to like 14 pages of notes for a talk.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've just expanded my, so I just make it big. Now, where I am going to run into some trouble, and I'm going to have to think about it, is when I go to read out of my Bible.
Don't even. Because when I go to read out of my Bible, if I'm speaking, what I want to do is say, I've just got to turn the flashlight on my phone real quick.
Yes.
Don't mind me.
Yeah. Yes. I'm either going to have to get a large print Bible, or I'm going to have to start typing out whatever scripture I'm going to read, or I'm going to have to wear reading glasses on the podium.
Yeah.
Something.
Which I hate putting the glasses on and taking them off. That's why I went with the miracle contacts. But but it is, it's tricky. The eyes thing is no joke. Like, it's something else.
It is something else. And it's like, they're fine, and then they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're fine until they're not. And then, you're stuck with them.
Yeah. And I feel like more and more, it's kind of one of those where I'm like, oh, it's just menus and dark restaurants. And now I'm like, well, it's just my phone. Well, it's just text messages. Well, it's just my Bible. It's just because in the morning, like if I'm home in the morning, I don't have anything to do. And Perry and Caroline, like he takes her to school, then I like to sit on the couch, but I don't like to sit. I just like the natural light coming through. So I don't like any light. I don't like any artificial light in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, but about 7, I mean, a lot of times they'll leave at 7:30. Well, our windows in the living room are on the west side of the house. So there's not like light streaming in mm-hmm. at that point. And so I've noticed, I'm like, when I open up my Bible, I'm like, well, I can't see it this early in mm-hmm. the morning. I have to, it's got to be about 8:35 before I get enough light.
Yeah. See, I'm a year ahead of you on that because last year was when I started noticing in the mornings, if the sun was not up, I can't read my Bible. Mm-hmm. I cannot see a thing mm-hmm. in this Bible. It's just a big blur. And yep. so I would have to start turning on the light on the kitchen table, and then I had to start using my reading glasses if I had any yeah. hope of reading the Bible that early.
Yeah, I think I'm about to be there. And I have reading glasses. I have them. I don't know why I don't put them on. I mean, I really don't even mind the way I look in them. It's not a natural thing for me yet.
Mm-hmm. It's just not part of your routine. Well, huh. I've noticed, like, I think when I wrote the first book, I just wrote it on like 100, like just a regular old Microsoft Word screen. And then mm-hmm. the last one, because I always write in 12-point font, but the last one I was up to like 125, and now I'm writing at 150% screen. Like my screen keeps getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And if my eyes get tired, I'll bump that sucker up to like 178 because I need it to be big. And so soon I'm just going to go get me a monitor and just like, you know.
Big, large monitor.
A big old huge monitor.
Uh-huh. And someday your editors are going to be like, notice that Sophie Hudson turns everything in. It's on like a 22 font.
It's terrible. Uh-huh. But the contacts do help a lot, I will say. That's the best thing I've done in a long time.
Well, maybe I need...
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for just a sec.
Oh, sorry. I can't think about putting something in my eye.
I know.
But I'm going to have to... Anyway, so...
Well, that's our exciting adventures of...
Yes, of our eyesight.
Of our eyesight. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about... So our teams play this week. I'm glad... Somebody asked... Like, in theory, I think it would be so fun to go to an A&M Mississippi State game together.
In theory, yes. It would be so fun.
In theory, it would be so fun. Mm-hmm. I would love to go see Starkville. I'd love to see what y'all do, all that stuff. I would love to show you Caulfield and what we do. I think that if we ever do that, we're going to have to do it for a game other than when our teams are playing each other.
Or we have to sit in separate places.
Yes. Yes.
Because mm-hmm. here's what I'm going to say in all love and honesty about this situation is there's no question that I am a very vocal, enthusiastic fan of my Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Yes.
I'm going to say that you bring an intensity to it, is what I'm going to say. Like, I like to think that, I mean, you know, I like to tell the story about when Sister and I, one Thanksgiving, were watching the state game, mm-hmm. the State Ole Miss game, and State was winning, and we were in separate rooms, and neither one of us would move. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. we watched the whole game in separate mm-hmm. rooms, mm-hmm. so as not to alter anything in the universe that might somehow impact Oxford, Mississippi.
Yes.
No butterfly effect coming from us because we're going to stay put is what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we yelled back and forth for the whole thing. And I, you know, that was mm-hmm. that's a fond memory. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm going to say I feel like you take that up a notch. I mean, like.
I'm a little intense.
It brings out an intense side of your personality that I have not seen in any other context. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I was scared or anything. I don't mean intense, like frightening. But your reactions are big.
Yeah, they are. They're big. I can't really control them. That's why I only watch games. And you know, it was so funny because Gully had gone over to watch the Arkansas game. She had gone over to some friends' houses, and she's like, "I'm gonna go watch it with them." She just because I figure you're out of town. And it'll be fine. She mm-hmm. said, it'll be totally yeah. fine. And she told me later, she said, it was not fine. She said, I don't need to be in public watching a game with people. She said it was, she said I was inappropriate on so many levels. Mm-hmm. She said I was mm-hmm. way too intense. She said they kept wanting to talk about other things like politics and like our country. And she said, she said, I just needed everybody to shut up because I needed to focus.
No, I get that. I totally get that. I'm just speaking mainly of the part where we were in the car.
Yeah.
And y'all were headed to, you were potentially headed to overtime.
Mm-hmm. And we missed that kick.
And y'all missed that kick.
I'm just going to say,
like, I was so tickled. Like, I was so delighted by the whole thing. But, and maybe part of it too is I have had to dial mine in, or somehow I've become, it's not that I'm calmer on the inside necessarily, but like, I don't know. I just appreciate the enthusiasm that you bring to the game is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually have to repent on Sunday mornings for things that I say on Saturday. That's where I am. I'm not proud of it, but it's where I am. And the worst part is like our kids know, because Caroline, even it was Labor Day weekend when we played Arizona State opening weekend, and she and Perry were at a soccer tournament in Dallas, and I was watching the game at Gully's house, and like some play happened, and Caroline texted me and said, did you and Gully just wet your pants? And I thought, oh, see, even our kids know us well enough to know we get way too invested.
But I love it. It makes me so happy.
I can't. I'm not like a normal person. It's really the only thing. You know, my dad, though, it's a generational thing. Because, you know, my dad had to quit watching the Oilers back when they were the Houston Oilers.
Right.
Because he got so worked up. And I mean, it would be the kind of thing, he'd just turn the TV off in the fourth quarter and just be like, they don't even deserve for me to watch them. Like, he would get so mad. So I feel like I've tempered it a little bit in the next generation, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but that I come by it honestly. And, you know, now to save himself the stress, he doesn't watch any sporting event live. He waits to see if his team won. He'll look. And so Cherry, my stepmom, will say, the Texans won or the Aggies won, and then he'll go back and watch the replay. But if they lose, he deletes it off his DVR and he never watches it.
Yeah, he does not enter into that experience at all.
Yep. He spares himself the grief. And I get that.
I get that too. I just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because if I'm with my sister, I feel like that side of me comes out more. Like, we kind of feed that in each other.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm not with her every week the way that you're with Gully every week. Probably if we were together every week,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I try to, I feel like I probably could really embarrass my family, mm-hmm. In a public place.
Yeah.
And so I try to rein it in a little bit when I don't always succeed.
Yeah. All that to say, bottom line, I feel like Saturday, I feel like I have no idea. Here's what I don't know. I don't know how good we are, and I don't know how good y'all are.
Right.
I don't know how good anybody is. I don't know how good LSU really is. I feel like it's all kind of, nobody really knows yet.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my theory about where State is right now, and then you can discount it or you can disagree.
Okay.
Here's my theory. My personal theory, well, it's not just mine. My sister agrees.
Okay.
Is that I think that we're not running Dak, or we have not been running Dak very much, because mm-hmm. I think we're trying to play a long game this season as opposed to last season when we kind of hit some momentum early.
Yes.
And then we were kind of running with that momentum, and then he got hurt in the Kentucky game and he played hurt the rest of the year.
Yes.
I think we're trying to protect him more. So I don't think Dan Mullen cares if we win 17-6. You know, 17-14. I think they're playing safe. This is just my theory.
Yes.
I think they're playing safe a little bit. I would not be surprised to see Dak run more against y'all if he can.
Yes.
If he can, because we don't necessarily have a great running back. I think we're going to need him to run.
Yes.
Y'all's defense concerns me because they are fast.
They are fast, but I'm going to tell you, if Dan Mullen has been watching, I feel like here's the problem. I feel like Arkansas gave everybody a blueprint on how to beat the Aggies, even though they did not succeed in beating us, because our defensive line is weak in the middle. And so that's where I feel like if Dan Mullen's paying attention, he is going to run Dak.
And then Dak's going to run up the middle, because that's where Dak excels.
Yes.
Is in those little gaps in the middle. And I've never felt more like in this moment, like maybe I have ever analyzed this thing too much.
Well, listen, I'm right there with you because I've thought about it all week because I'm like, this is where y'all are going to hurt us because if y'all run up the middle, which Dak can do, that's not going to be good for the Aggies unless we have figured out how to shore up that defensive line. But here's the truth. I don't feel like it wasn't some, I don't feel like it was, I just don't feel like we have the defensive personnel right now to have a strong defensive line against a, what, 200, what's Dak Prescott, 225-pound quarterback?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
So anyway, so that's it. Our offense, I feel like, can score points. But, we, you know, we only had the ball, I think when they averaged it out, I think we only had the ball 17 minutes the entire game last weekend.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, Arkansas kept the ball away from us the whole time. So the fact that we only, I think they said we had four offensive possessions and that we won the game, that's insane.
Well, and you know, here's the other thing about us, the thing that worries me is that the long pass kills us. Like, now Auburn was never really able to get that going. Mm-hmm. So that was helpful. But when a team can get a long pass going, it kills us. Mm-hmm. So if y'all get the long pass going, I feel like we could be in trouble. I also feel like we could be in trouble if y'all get the run going. So, really, either way. But I feel like we defend the run better. We defend the run better than we do a long pass. Although our cornerbacks have been playing better.
Okay.
So I think my point is, I think it's a toss up. I think so much of it is going to depend on who's hotter kind of that day. Because I think for the most part we're fairly evenly matched.
I agree. That's what I think. I think it's going to be a close game either way. I just don't know. You know, everybody's been talking about the Aggies, how our season so far has been a complete mirror of last season. So, because, you know, last year we beat an opponent in our first game that was highly ranked that turned out to not be that good. That's what's happened this year. We played two cupcakes where you look and go, oh, we have some flaws, but maybe it's just because we're not motivated. Mm-hmm. We went into overtime and won against Arkansas. And then the next week was when Mississippi State killed us. And then we lost to Alabama. And then we lost to Ole Miss. Then we got killed by Alabama. So it's kind of, it feels like a pivotal, are we a different team than last year or are we not? I don't know. We'll see.
I think y'all are good. I really do. I think y'all are a good team.
Well, I think y'all are a good team. I go back to, that's why I texted you last night what someone said, which is, why did Mississippi State? You've got your quarterback back. Y'all were the number one team in the nation last year. I don't know why everybody's putting y'all last in the league. I don't agree with that.
Hey, but how about the fact that just that there's going to be Kevin Sumlin and Dan Mullen on the same field? How about that?
Well, that makes me super happy.
That makes me so happy.
It makes me super happy. I'm just really excited about that. So,
well, I'm going to be in the air when our game starts. So,
oh, okay.
And then I'm flying to Atlanta. And so I've really given some thought to, am I going to check in Atlanta and see what's going on? Do I want to know? I don't know. Do I want to wait until I get home and then watch it on the DVR? Like, I don't know how I want to approach it.
Okay, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Okay, we're going to be at Gully's watching. That's our plan. Gully's making some sort of meatball. She's already
well,
some sort of whiskey meatball that she saw that she's been thinking about all week. So she already told me we're going to get our meatballs on for the game.
Well, I love that. Well, you know, it's my birthday Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So, I wasn't thinking about the date, but yes, it sure is.
So David already, he asked me last night, he was like, do you want us to get a cake or something? But you know what I got going on that I'm not eating cake.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'll tell you what I would like instead is some queso. I would like to have some birthday queso. And so that's what we're going to have is some birthday queso when I get back.
And they pick you up. So Saturday night.
Yeah. No, I'll drive myself home because I'll drive myself to the airport Friday.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So anyway, so when I get
either
home,
way, I hope you enjoy your birthday queso.
Thank you. I hope I enjoy my birthday queso too. And
I think you will.
And if the dogs could give me a victory, that would be great. But if not, you know, I'll survive.
It's just, here's what I'm gonna tell you. It's just football.
Listen, it's just a game.
It's just a game. You shouldn't get so worked up about it. Never mind the fact that I had to leave my friend Kelly's birthday party early because I was so upset about
it. Never mind that when we got back to the hotel, you said, you just go on up. I'll sit here. I'll just sit here. I'm just going to keep your phone and sit here.
I have you have to make the call.
And you did. You kept my phone. We couldn't, like, you kept my phone and you sat there. I don't know that I have ever seen a human person as happy as when I pulled over on the side of the road and pulled up the game on my ESPN app and the sound started coming over the speakers.
It was the greatest thing.
It, I mean, like, you, honestly, it was like I had handed you buckets of gold.
That's how it felt. That's how it felt.
I mean, I'll remember that reaction for the rest of my life.
Yeah, in that moment, I would have rather had that than buckets of gold. If somebody had said, you can have $1 million or you can have this live feed of the game playing on your friend's car speakers, I would have said, I'm going to need the game. I'm going to need the game.
Because you did that thing that reminds me of Kelly where you went, oh! Like, oh! Yes. And I just turned it up. I just turned it up so loud.
You did. It was blaring. It was blaring. And I think I was just so, because I had resigned myself to, I'm just going to sit and watch this sad stats feed of the game. And so when all of a sudden it was live and I could see it and there were the players on the field, it was like you had just given, like, I mean, I was just, I don't know.
Well, something. Here's what I'm going to tell you now, if I can open up your world a little bit.
Yes.
Now that you have UVerse,
yes,
you can get the ESPN app on your phone.
Oh, I can?
And you can watch games live if you log into your AT&T account.
Oh, I had no idea.
I didn't feel like I really needed to go into all that in the shower that night. I didn't feel like I needed to say, like, hey, you can download this app and log into your AT&T account now that you have UVerse. But UVerse is one of the providers that streams on that app. So you can log in and you could stream that game no matter where you are. Now I don't know what it's going to do to your data, but it didn't hurt mine at all. So it's okay. Not.
I don't care about my data. Whatever. Whatever. Listen, AT&T, given our present history, they're going to bill me $800,000 a month for my cell phone anyway.
That's right. If you're going to pay them $4,500 a month for the privilege of cell phone service, you might as well be able to watch a football game.
You know what happened with that this time? So, you know, I went and I protested. I wrote about it a little bit on the blog, I think. So I protested my AT&T bill. They had signed us up for the wrong plan. Our bill was enormous. We'd had a credit because of the month before. It was a whole big thing. So I finally went and got it all fixed. Well, then yesterday we get like a $500 check from AT&T.
You did?
Yes, but I don't know what to do with it because I don't know if they're crediting. I don't know what they're charging. I feel like the whole thing is still totally messed up. So I haven't deposited the check because I feel like, did they credit the account? I don't think that check is rightfully mine. The bottom line is I'm clearly going to have to go spend like hours more at AT&T before it's all over with.
Hey, I just had to turn on my little fan because I'm burning up hot.
I heard it. I thought maybe David was running the vacuum cleaner in there.
No, it's just me. You know me and my need for something for like a breeze at all times.
I know,
I'll turn it off in a minute, but I just, for some reason, I'm a little stuffy.
No, well, I'm in my hotel room, and I've got my Vornado going, because, you know, since I'm in California, they aren't letting me put this thermostat down below 66. Because, you know, conserving energy.
That's right. Well, they're having a hard time.
Drought.
Somebody on Twitter said to us, please tell me you and Boo Mama have dissected wardrobe choices.
For what?
I don't know. That's what I'm...
Tonight they said that?
Yes, 2 hours ago. So I'd be happy to dissect wardrobe choices. I just don't know about what.
Oh, okay. This is... Okay, well, this is my friend Deidre Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Yes. She is a news anchor here in Sacramento, and I'm going to be on the Sacramento Morning Show tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Well, I didn't know it either till like this morning. So anyway, I guess she means for that I have been talking about my wardrobe choices.
Okay. Well, for now what it I'm all here. Makes sense.
Yeah. Right. And she's the MC for the event I'm doing tomorrow night here in Sacramento.
Okay.
She's the local news anchor and... She's interviewing me tomorrow morning.
Okay, so what are you wearing?
Tomorrow morning, I'm wearing my standard uniform, which is that black three-quarter sleeve tunic top.
Yes.
With gray jeans. And I actually packed my cowboy boots because I felt like I'm in California. So I felt like I needed to represent with my cowboy boots.
Gotcha. And any kind of anything on top of the tunic, or are you just going with the tunic?
Nope. Straight tunic.
Straight tunic. Okay.
Yep. So just black. I just kind of, because it was kind of one of those, it was a last minute thing and I was like, I don't know what to wear. So I was like, well, you can't go wrong with black. So I did that. And then tomorrow night I'm wearing, because it's supposedly like it's not jeans, like I can't wear jeans, but they said it's also not business attire. So I'm wearing that real cute skirt that I bought from
your Anthro skirt.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a lace. It's like a black lace kind of overlay skirt. I'm wearing that with a denim jacket.
Well, I'm going to need you to take a picture of that before you head out. I would like to see that whole thing.
Okay. It's the first time I've worn it, so I'm super excited about it because it's super cute. So,
now, what time do you have to be on the morning show?
They're picking me up at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
So what time are you going to get up to deal with your eyes?
Well, here's the thing. I think I'm going to be okay because it's only, speaking of my eyes,
you're 2 hours behind.
It's only 7 o'clock, so I'm going to be in bed here about 8 California time.
And so that's like 9-something your time.
Yeah.
So your eyes will be great.
Yeah, so I'll wake up. I mean, so it really, because at first I was like, oh, God, 7:50, it's going to be terrible. But then I was like, oh, no, I'm on the sweet, sweet California time. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if I had to be on the TV at 7:45 here, like at 5:30, I'd be putting mentholatum under my eyes, trying to perk. I'd be getting some Paul Mitchell tea tree shampoo, trying to get some vapors going around those things to perk them up.
I mean, there's nothing I can do for my eyes. I mean, I felt like there was even a couple of pictures. I felt like from Dot Mom this week, some people put some on Instagram, and it was from our book signing, but it was late at night, Friday night. And I was like, well, I'm so sorry that I was sleeping in that picture. I mean, my eyes are just like barely open, but that's how I am late at night, first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm here to tell you that book signing, it was a ton of fun for one thing.
Yes.
But it was in my top 10 hottest I've ever been moments.
It was, well, I'm sure you were hot because you get hot usually before I get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was burning. I was like, I've now broken a sweat. I felt like I could feel it. I had on my tall boots. I was like, my jeans are sweating under where my boots are. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah. I'm here to tell you.
It was so hot.
I took my sweater thing that I had on, or not sweater, but that cotton thing that I had on over my shirt at one point, and like took it and just like went up the back of my head with it. I was so hot.
It was so hot. It was so hot. I felt like my hair, I could feel it. It was all just sticking to me. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so hot. So.
Yeah, but see, you have that thing though, where even if you're so hot, you look like you're very, very comfortable.
Well, I was not very comfortable. I felt like I was very sweaty. I was very, very sweaty.
Okay.
So, now I went yesterday, here's a little beauty thing. I went yesterday, well, I went to Dillard's, which is not a place I normally go.
Well, but we're talking about Dillard's this weekend.
Yeah, so I do remember. Now, she said that I went to Dillard's because they carry Toms, and I wanted to try these open-toe booties.
Yes.
Which I actually got in the mail from Nordstrom this morning before I left.
Oh, they arrived on time.
They came, but I don't think I like them. I tried them on.
Really? I'm just going to look them up right now.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my... I was like, these feel weird. Here's the thing. I didn't want to pack them and bring them here because I was afraid I'd just wear them to wear them and then I'd be stuck with them. And I just don't know that I love them.
Okay.
So they're fine, but they're also kind of this more gray color. Like they almost look white. And I was like, I feel like maybe I'm wearing like some, they look like sheep hoofs or something. Yes, they look too, maybe if they were in a darker color. I think I need them in the olive color, not the pale gray.
I'm looking them up right now. See, that for me, I'll tell you that those were, for me, require some fashion courage.
Yes, well, for me too. I don't know, because, I mean.
That's a lot of boot.
And then you've got the open toe thing going on. And I feel like here's my things with Toms in general. I love Toms in theory, but that open toe, the other thing was, is it feels very wide.
Mm.
And so I don't know that. I think my foot maybe is too narrow for Tom's.
It may be because Tom's usually fit me well, and I do have a wide foot. I will say I really like that stucco suede.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I could not put those on and wear them with a straight face. Because I feel like I'd look at everybody I'd walk up to. I'd be like, hey, do you see these boobies? Do you notice my boobies?
That's a little bit, I was like, they just feel a little costumish.
Yes.
I can't.
I agree.
I just, and I'm like, and I get into the whole thing of, I don't know how much I'd wear them because, like, this time of year right now, it's still 95 in San Antonio, and I would be like, my feet are so dadgum hot in these things. Well, but then as soon as it gets cold, I'd be like, my toes are blue because they are cold and they are not covered.
I think that's tricky. They're cute, but I couldn't pull them off.
No. Well, I went in Dillard's because I was going to see if they had them there because I was worried they weren't going to come in time in Nordstrom, and I wanted to try them. So, but while I was in Dillard's, I went to the MAC counter. And I asked them to help me. I said that I would like to have a little bit of a red
lipstick. Whoa, a little bit of red. You want a little bit of red what?
A red lipstick for fall.
Okay.
Not a bright red, just a muted red. And so I bought this red lip pencil and this red
lipstick. You bought a lip pencil? Are you there? I can't hear you.
That's my iTunes is starting again. I did that last time?
Yes.
What is happening?
I don't know. All my Apple devices have gone crazy.
I've got to get a new computer. I've been trying to avoid it, but it's inevitable. This one is just about done. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I bought a lip pencil and the lipstick.
I have never known you to wear a lip pencil.
I've never worn a lip pencil. That's because I never have. And like, but the girl did it. She did my lips. I wish I had taken a picture because it really is one of those where I was like, well played, Mac girl. Mm-hmm. Because she made my lips. I felt like I had never looked more glamorous with this lip pencil and this red and this matte red lip. And it looked so cool, like in theory. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm in. I'm buying it. I thought, I'm going to go for a red lip. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to wear my red lipstick. And I walked.
Let me ask you this. Did my sister inspire this at all?
She did.
I knew it.
Because she looks so good with her red lipstick.
Yeah. She wears a red lipstick like nobody's business.
It's like she just owns it. It looks so good on her.
It's her signature. It really is her signature. And it's been that way for at least, I mean, for a long time. She has had the red lip signature, and she does the lip liner and the red lip, and it's perfect on her.
Yes. I mean, it looks so good, and it made me think, and you know, and I've been seeing red because then I love this blog C Style, which is this girl Carly in Houston.
Right.
And she had just done a post on a red lip. So between your sister and Carly, I was like, I think I can do a little bit more because I tend to do like little light browns, pinkish, real pale.
Me too, yeah.
And I was like, I think I can do red. And so she did it. And I will say, I think it looked very pretty, like the way she did it. Like I really liked it and So I bought the lip pencil. I bought the lipstick. I was like, I'm so in on this. And then I got in the car and I looked at myself in the rearview mirror and I thought, well, this is just ridiculous.
I look like a clown.
I look, if I go home and Perry sees me with this red lip, he's going to ask me if I got into some Kool-Aid or what has happened.
Yeah.
It looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So it's like it looked great if I were not me, but for me, and so now I'm in this whole dilemma of I think I'm going to have to return it.
No, here's what I think. I think tomorrow when you put on that anthro skirt and you put on that denim jacket, I think that red lip is going to look really, really good with that.
Okay, well, maybe it will.
Maybe it's a stage lip. Maybe it's a platform lip. It's your platform lip. Your 2015 platform lip.
That's it. It's just for the stage only. Uh-huh. It's not for real life.
Yeah.
It's not for real life. Maybe so. I don't know. I loved it in theory. And maybe I need to do, because I thought, I think I could do the lip liner and like fill in a little bit and then maybe like tone it down
like a lighter lip gloss of some sort.
Yes. Or like mix in some of my brownish, beige-ish to give it a softer, so it's like more like a translucent red.
Yeah, I don't think you need to give up on it. I really don't.
Okay. Well, it looked really pretty, but that's so funny because your sister, I was like, well, that just looks so good. And she's blonde. And mm-hmm. so I thought, well, if she can carry it off and she's as fair as she is, certainly I could carry it off having dark skin, but it just, I don't know. So that was it. But anyway, that was my beauty thing of the week.
I can't pull off a red lip. That's one of those, that falls into the fashion courage category with me.
Yes.
I can't pull it off.
I think that's it, because I think, like, see, if I were like your sister, where it just became a signature where everybody was like, well, that's just, she just wears red lipstick. Mm-hmm. That's what, because I didn't look at your sister and think she looked overdone or too made up or anything. I thought,
it's perfect on her.
Pretty. Yeah. But I thought it's got to be the kind of thing. But if you go from like being like me to where a lot of days you just wear like lip gloss in some sort of real beige shade mm-hmm. to the red lip, that's a lot.
But I think you may like it when you have speaking stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna try it tomorrow night. I'm gonna try my red lip. So if you see pictures of me on Facebook and anybody says, "Hey, what's going on with her?" Just know that was me trying something new.
Okay. I can't wait to see.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try it, and then Perry's gonna say, "Hey, what was up with your mouth when you were in California?"
Yeah.
Well, he me with makeup, and he's always like, "I don't even know why you wear makeup," and I'm like, "Well, because you love me more than other people do, but I need makeup. I need a little bit of makeup."
Yeah.
Now, there are certain things, like if I curl my eyelashes and just have on some mascara, because Caroline had, like, I've been letting her put on a little bit of, mm-hmm. like, she can wear some lip gloss. I'll let her put on a little bit of, like, powder if she wants to or whatever. But she had asked me the other night at dinner, we were having this whole conversation as to whether or not she could wear mascara. And I said, "I just don't think you need mascara, babe." I said, "You've got dark, long lashes." I said, "I just don't think it's necessary right now. We can talk about it later." But Perry was like, "Well, what is mascara?" Like she was like, "Dad, what do you think?" And he's like, "I don't even know what that is." Mm-hmm. And I said, "It's stuff mm-hmm. that you put on your eyelashes." And he was like, "Well, what do you do with it?" And I was like, "Well, it just makes your eye, you know." So he doesn't.
He's really dialed in.
Yes, totally, totally. Mm-hmm. He's very up on all the makeup trends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway, so that's it. So that's it. So
okay, I mean, I can't think of anything specific. I know mm-hmm. I will as soon as we hang up. I'll think of something I wish I'd said.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Okay,
but I think this has been great. I mean, I think we
listen. I think you should go to Sacramento more often, and we should podcast.
Listen, it's amazing what I can do. And the best part is I'm signing off, and it's only 10 after 7 here.
I think I envy that more than anything else.
I'm, like, I could get totally used to this West Coast time. It's going to be a beating to go home on Friday and be back on normal time.
I know. It's so good when you get out there and you feel like, well, I've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, I could stay up for, I mean, this is great for my night owl self, because I'm like, I could stay up till 10 here if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And be in bed at a very reasonable hour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I probably won't, because I'm pretty tired.
Okay. Well, I hope everything goes well tomorrow night.
Thank you. I hope you have a great trip to Oklahoma.
Well,
when do you leave tomorrow?
No, I don't leave until, I leave early Friday. It's a super quick trip. I leave early Friday afternoon. And then, but it's by design. And then I come back Saturday night. So I get there right at 5:15 and I speak at 7:45.
Oh my goodness.
But that was the only way really I can make it work.
Gotcha.
So,
Okay.
So, and then I'll fly back out late that afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that you have a nice trip. I'm sure I'll talk to you before then, though.
Yes. And may the better team win.
That's right. The team, I'm going to say this. I want the team that is going to do the most with that victory to win.
That's a good way to put it. Except, I don't think really, like, if for some reason State wins, I don't think if I said to you on Sunday morning, "Hey, I think they're going to do the most with that victory," I don't really think that'd bring you much comfort.
No, I'd probably say something profane.
But I appreciate the spirit of sportsmanship with which you made that declaration here on a Thursday.
That's me being my best self on a Thursday.
Or Wednesday. It's just a Wednesday.
I won't be my best self on a Saturday, but I can be my best self on a Wednesday night in Sacramento.
Listen, I'll say this. I hope the team that wins this game goes on to win the SEC championship.
Thank you. That is, yes, me too. Me too. That's what I'm saying.
And if that means they do the most with it, then that is what it should be.
Thank you. That is what I'm saying. I agree. It was funny because there was a whole thing on Good Bull Hunting, which is the Aggie blog, but it was talking about, you know, as you've got to fight for maroon and white.
Yes.
It's like all this stuff. And it was like, I think when we play Mississippi State, we need to be more specific.
How many times should they announce us up?
A lot.
A lot.
And it's Brent Musburger and Jesse Palmer. So,
well, I don't mind Jesse Palmer.
No, but they'll mess us up numerous times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Gina Musburger is going to say, you are looking live at the brand new Caulfield, College Station, Texas. That'll be fine. Okay. Be fine. Well.
All right. Well, have a lovely evening. I think probably on your TV right now, it's probably the local news.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to turn it on and see what's on. I'm going to see what's happening in Sacramento.
Okay. Well, if you I don't know. If you go by the governor's mansion, honk or something. I don't know. Okay, that's about all I know that's in Sacramento.
Who is the governor? Is it still Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I think is it Jerry Brown again?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
I'm going to Google that real quick so that we don't make complete fools of ourselves.
Okay, Google that. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Oh, it's Jerry Brown. Look, I feel like...
God, you are so smart. That's because you did all those road trips as a kid. I would have been walking up to Capitol. I would have been gone up to Capitol and asked if I could see Schwarzenegger, and he isn't even there. He didn't even, he probably didn't even live here anymore.
Can I see the Terminator, please?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Isn't he your governor? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. So.
All righty. Well, have a good night.
I will. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.